Welcome back to Real Estate New. We got the mayor with us, and we've got a lot of good information, folks. And remember, if you've missed the first part of the show, you can always go to sallison.com and click on it, because there's some good information about San Angelo and our water situation. Before we conclude, is there anything on the water you want to finalize with? Because I know we're going to talk about the trash situation next.
We pretty well covered it, I believe.
You did a good job.
I believe we covered it.
What about all we hear about Republic and the trash and all that?
I have never in my life. Well, I say I haven't, because we went through this exact same battle back when I first got on the council in 2003. We tried to change the trash, and the people revolted. I remember J.W. Lawn was the mayor back then, but J.W. had an option then that we didn't have today, and that was the fact that we had a 10-year contract renewal with Republic, and so that's what we did. We renewed the contract. We kicked it down the road another 10 years, and everybody got over it. But the problem we had this last year was that our contract expired on July the 31st of 2014. That means it ain't no more. So on August the 1, we had three choices. We could either have no trash pickup at all in the city of San Angelo, which is not an option.
Not an option.
Or we could go with Republic, or we could go with TDS. We sent out 7 proposals to waste companies. We had 2 respondents, TDS and Republic. So after that contract expired on July the 31st, we had to choose between one of those two. And Republic was by far and away the best company. You know, landfills have changed so much. I remember as a boy in North Angelo going out on Red Creek Road, and we had a dump then that took care of the city, and it was about a 10-acre hole that burned all the time. And we'd dump our trash in it. It would burn, and it was a – then we, in the 70s, we moved to 50th Street. Same thing. It's a hole in the ground, but we covered it with dirt instead of burning it. But, you know, landfills are very, very – they're very good assets now. They're worth a lot of money. They cost millions to operate. They cost millions to build. They cost millions to close. So we had some assets in our landfill that we had to discover. So when we went out for proposals, we asked that they give us a bid on what our landfill was worth. We asked they give us a bid for residential pickup. We asked that they give us a bid for commercial pickup. Republic came in with millions of dollars that they are giving the city for the use of the landfill. Upfront fee, $3.6 million to the city of San Angelo just for the use of our landfill. It's costing us $8.4 million, which is mandated by the state, to close a landfill. We were building that money slowly. Republic said, we'll take care of it. We will put enough money in so that when this landfill closes, the $8.4 million will be there. They're paying us $550,000 a year for a lease. They're paying us a host fee. They are doing everything they can, which is worth millions of dollars to our citizens, to operate our landfill. TDS offered us nothing.
That's a no-brainer.
TDS, in fact, in their statement, in their contract, they said, we will operate the landfill for cost plus 20%. That was their contract. That was their proposal. And then they said, we want you to indemnify us against any liability or responsibility for the landfill, past, present, or future. Republic, on the other hand, said, we will take 100% responsibility for the landfill, past, present, and future. So it's it's not a dump anymore, Scott. Landfills are big, big business, and they're big, big dollars now.
Well, Mayor, what you just said, and you said that in about 2 minutes, so it didn't take a whole thick bunch of pages to figure out which was the better deal.
It didn't take long to read it. And, you know, they also, we negotiated with Republic, and they are going to pick up our residential trash for $13.97 a month, plus tax, so it'll equal $15.12 a month is what our citizens will pay. This will be increased 2.9% each year for the 10-year life of the contract. In contrast, TDS was offering the exact same service, and they were wanting almost $19 a month. We will get basically the same trash pickup as we've had before. Under the last contract, it was picked up twice a week. It will still be picked up twice a week. But the first day of the week, we will pick up garbage, and it will be a can, possibly a brown can, which will be a trash can, and you will put your trash in that can. It will be picked up. Let's pick a day. Let's say Monday. They'll pick up trash on Monday. On Thursday, they will come back, and they will pick up the other can, which they will give us, which we say will be a green can, into which we throw our recyclables. So half of the garbage that we throw away can be recycled. Our cans, our plastic, All of these many different things can be recycled. So you put your garbage in one can, they pick it up on Monday. You put your recyclables in another can, they pick it up on Thursday. And right now, you don't have to separate it. You just throw it all in the can. We're using a local contractor that will separate and bundle this stuff up. They'll send it to Fort Worth right now to the recycling center. Eventually, we hope to build a recycling center here. But we're using a local contractor. This is so very important because we have a maximum of 18 years left on our landfill. We have a minimum of 14 years. And these things cost tens of millions of dollars to open. We have got to protect our landfill. And if we can keep half the trash out of it, we can make it last longer.
That makes sense. Now, Mary, you see I understand the two different colors. So at home, like when I go home and I'm drinking me a Coke and there's a plastic bottle, so I don't have to clean that out and throw that one in the green one?
That's right. So throw that in your recycle can.
So then we just have it and not clean it. But so you kind of have your two trash cans and just keep them separated.
And when you scrape the beans and the spaghetti off the plate, put that in your brown trash can. That's garbage. Put your recyclables in your recyclable can. And we'll pick up garbage one day. We'll pick up recyclables the next later on in the week. My wife and I went through our garbage, and half of the things we throw into the landfill, we could recycle. Half of them.
We're 100,000 people are doing that. You talk about a huge difference. I bet we save more than 4 years.
Tremendous. And we have got, not only do we protect ourselves and take care of ourselves financially by reusing this stuff, recycling it, we're also taking care of our landfill, and that's so very important.
I'll tell you one thing, and I've been in this business for right at 30 years, and of course we're friends with the Dunkins and people when they had the trash away before, but the new company that came in, out of the blue, I get a call, and the gentleman who's coming in from San Diego would like to take you to lunch, and I thought, oh man, what does he want? What do you want? And it was kind of cool. He was one of the head guys from Republic, based out of San Diego. He said, Scott, I know you're one of the realtors here. You've been here a long time. We want to make sure our service is good for the citizens of San Angelo. And here's my card. Here's my personal number. You hear stuff. If there's something wrong, I want you to call me. And I thought that was kind of cool.
They're serious about it.
They truly said, we want to do a good job for the citizens of San Angelo.
Well, they're putting a lot of money into
this. And I'm really, really happy you came on the show and told us that. I didn't know any of that. And I bet a lot of us listening did not know that either. That's good to know. When somebody comes in and pumps millions of dollars in your community and truly reaches their hand out and says, if there's a problem, let us know. That's pretty good. So hats off again, Mayor.
They're serious about it.
That's not my phone going off.
Also, there were some big increases in commercial garbage, and that's one of the things that people are concerned about. But we've got to realize that Republic has not had a price increase in 7 years. The last price increase that Republic got was in 2007. So they've been, now the city has increased. They put some additional charges on your bill. But as far as trash away, they have not had an increase since 2007. So, the prices did go up. They went up about 50-something%. But that's because they've not gone up in the last 7 years. So it's market value. That's what they bid on. And both companies were right there together. So it's not as if we're paying one company more than the other. Republic came in after negotiations about 5% higher than TDS offered initially. So it's the same thing.
Good job, sir. Folks, I appreciate that. Is there anything else we need to know? This has been some vital information, folks, and I'm not just saying just for real estate. Of course, it definitely affects real estate, but just to know as a citizen of San Angelo.
Well, yes, there is one other thing, and this is one of the priorities that the council has come up with, is that our roads are in terrible shape around here. They have deteriorated, and with the oil field traffic, we're tearing them up faster than we fixed them. We've been putting about $1.45 million the last couple of years into a capital improvement plan so that we could redo our roads. But in our budget for this year, we are putting another $2.something million. It's going to give us about $4 million a year that we are putting into a road fund to rebuild and refurbish, to mill and overlay. We hope to get our entire city on about an eight-year cycle that we can work on the roads as necessary. And by putting this $4 million a year into it, we feel that we are finally working a plan that is achievable.
Well, and you said something, and I think we're blessed to have the oil and gas industry here, and they're doing a great job. But with good comes bad, too, and the big trucks tear up the roads. Yes. That's just a fact.
It's a sour and a sweet deal.
We talked about one thing before the show. We only have a couple of minutes left, but the hotels. My Dallas buddies all say, Scott, what is going on? Every meeting we go to, they're talking about San Angelo and hotels.
We've got them, though. We've got our choice now.
We have them. So I think, what, is there nine going up?
Yeah, and you know, this big Holiday Inn is about to go in over at the old Kmart location off of 306. That's coming up. Plus the ones that are being built right now on Houston Heart. We're going to have our choice.
And you know, but we needed it. I don't know if we need this many, but we'll find out. But I looked at that Travelocity. They had San Diego, they had Oakland, they had Dallas, Houston, San Angelo. We were the highest hotel room on their low chart. So, So apparently we hit the market.
It's hurt us. It's hurt our tournaments. It's hurt our conventions because people
the rodeo.
They're not going to stay here. It's hurt our rodeo. Well, people are not going to stay here when it's going to cost them $250 a night. Yeah. But they are down to about $150 now, and we need to get them. Need to cut that in half again.
Yeah, I think it may be there too. Hey, folks, I hope y'all listening today. Again, if you missed the show, you can go to sallison.com. And I know our mayor is very receptive, and I appreciate it. He puts up with me calling him and asking him questions. Very good West Texas man that if you have a problem, I guarantee you can get a hold of him, and he'll help you with it.
I'm in the book. I'm easy to find.
He is easy to find. Folks, you have a great day. We'll catch you next week.